You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. It's something all of us have to face and deal with, but not something we're necessarily comfortable talking about. This is Lisa Berry, and on Wednesday, October 28th, Eastern Michigan University's Aging Studies program will feature a lecture focusing on how to deal with death and how that has changed. And giving that lecture is Dr. Adam Marks, clinical assistant professor in the Division of Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the University of Michigan, and he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm hearing the focus of your talk is going to be about how the nature of how Americans deal with death has changed over the last 100 years. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You can't obviously talk about death without talking about the way that people live. And one of the things I'll be talking about is really outlining the amazing changes that have occurred in the course of Americans' life as it relates to their health over the course of their lifetime. We know that from the life expectancy point alone, we've added about 30 years. And so the average life expectancy at the turn of the last century, so the 1900s, was about 48 years old. And now American adults can expect to live well into their 70s or early 80s. One of the interesting things about this is that the advances over the last several decades in the medical field have been less about disease cure and more about disease management. And so that we are not living longer free of disease, we are living with disease. And so as we age into our 60s, 70s, and 80s, we can expect to accrue multiple chronic, incurable, progressive illnesses, such as COPD, heart failure, and dementia. And this changes the way that we think about our health care. This changes the treatment that we receive in our final years of life. And we know that this also changes the way that Americans approach their end of life.
But I think where you're coming from and what you're going to tell people is that aggressive care is costly and not necessarily what patients want.
Absolutely. When you ask Americans what they want their final months or years to look like, what most people say is that they want an overall de-escalation of medical care at the end of life. And if they get so sick, it looks like they're dying. They'd rather do that at home with their family members in comfort and with what we sometimes refer to as a state of transcendence or a state of meaning. We want to be able to say the things to our loved ones, like, we love you, I forgive you, will you forgive me? We want this time to be meaningful. And unfortunately, that's not the end of life that we're giving a lot of people. The acute care hospital remains the most likely place to die. The majority of Americans experience an overall escalation of medical care at the end of life. So one of the things we're going to be talking about was how healthcare consumers can take control over the care that they receive in the face of a life-limiting illness, and how they can advocate not only for their own health outcomes, but for the health outcomes of their loved ones as well. I am a big proponent of what's called advanced care planning. And so what this means is having conversations ahead of time about what a person might want their care to look like. Well, some people say, listen, it is important for me and my process to feel that I have done, quote unquote, everything I can to be on this earth as long as possible, in which case I advocate, then I think that your goals of care are such that your end of life ought to be in a hospital if this is what's important to you. But let's make sure that this is an informed decision. And a lot of times what I've found is that when we have these conversations ahead of time, when we provide our patients and their families with all the information, the decisions change.
Do you think that's a difficult conversation for people to have?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It is a difficult conversation for everyone. Doctors don't get any training in this field. And we know that patients and family members aren't comfortable talking about end of life. Robert Buckman, who's an oncologist out of Canada, who's written extensively about the effective communication around end of life care, has a quote that I like, and he says, whenever we talk to a patient or a loved one about their end of life, it forces us on some level to engage about our own mortality. And I really find that to be true. Like anything else, this is a skill. Communicating about end of life care is a skill that requires practice and study. And this is one of the messages that I try to get across to medical students and to residents when I teach them about this.
If you want to meet Dr. Adam Marks or hear more of what he has to say, he'll be speaking at Eastern Michigan University Wednesday afternoon. Can you fill us in on the details?
This is going to be a lecture at 4 p.m. at the McKinney Ballroom on EMU's campus. There'll be a lecture followed by a patient scenario. We'll be acting out a conversation and then a question and answer period afterwards.
Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having me.